Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast. It's your girl Carly here, and we're doing something special. I know we've had a lot of guest episodes recently, and by a lot, I mean back-to-back guest episodes rather than the solo guest pattern that we've been doing. Your girl moved. I'll be honest. I moved. It was a lot. So I am in my hometown once again, Salmon Arm, if any of you know it. It's great. We're back here. Yeah, we're just vibing. So with the move, I was pretty busy with obviously moving, packing, all that good stuff. So I didn't record some solos for a little bit. And now it's me recording a solo the night before it goes out. So shout out any of you procrastinators. We all do it. And because I'm not in the solo mindset yet, and because of this episode, which you will aptly see is called The Power of Community and Cultivating Trust, I wanted to bring a community episode out. So today I've got the one, the only Mr. Chad Clark, which you know is our podcast producer here at Wildly Balanced. Also, I don't know if I'm breaking the fourth wall here or something, but he's also my fiance. So if you didn't know, now you know. So Chad Clark over here is the podcast producer over on Instagram. He's also host of the 100 Conversations podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, go check it out. I highly recommend.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
This is so fun. Thanks for agreeing to this. I figured we could have a really good conversation about community because you are also a big fan of community in the online world as someone who's been working from home for years now.
Yeah, community is something that's super important to the online world and honestly to my own mental health sometimes, for sure.
Heckin' true. That's why we actually just signed up for a co-working space here in Salmon Arm. So if you're in Salmon Arm, check out our space, non-spawn. That's pretty cool.
But could be spawn, maybe. We'll talk.
We'll email them. It's fine. Thanks so much for being here. Yeah, let's just dive into community. So I don't know if the listeners of you have seen, I kind of talked about it before on a previous episode, but my codependency stems a lot from being a twin and just growing up in that kind of situation and community and sisterhood there of things that you would normally say I for, solo, my birthday, whatever. I've always said we because I share a birthday with my sister. I can't think of anything else, but that was the main one. It's everybody has their own individual birthday or you were born alone, you die alone kind of thing. And I always say no, because I have a sister, I have a twin sister. We have the same birthday. So it's not my birthday. It's our birthday. And that's come up a lot because our birthday was yesterday. We are very last minute here. Happy belated birthday to me. When you're listening, it would have been 2 days ago on Monday the 14th. So.
Yeah, her birthday was kick-ass. It was great.
It was kick-ass. Shout out my friends for planning a kick-ass surprise party. I fucking love them. So yeah, similar to that, I say we on the pod still because it is a co-creation. It's a co-creation between Jill and I. It's a co-creation between you, the beautiful audience, the listeners, me, Chad, our producer, all that good stuff. It is a co-creation between everyone, including the amazing guests that we have on this community. It's not just my podcast. It's our podcast because we're a community. And yes, I'm bringing you into this, listeners. So let's talk about community.
Totally. Let's talk about it. I'm excited.
Yeah. So community is so, so freaking valuable, especially as an entrepreneur, like Chad was saying. Fucking game changing for your mental health. I just, at this co-working space that we signed up for, you do a little get to know me member intro that they put on the wall, which is super fun. And one of the questions is how important is community to you? What is community?
Yeah. So what community means to me is something doesn't necessarily need to be a physical community. And I think that's a lot of what a lot of people think is that you need a physical community. I've really felt in the last couple of years that, an online community can just work just as well, especially during the pandemic. The panini that happened, as Carly says.
The good old panini.
Yeah, the good old panini is that community is obviously, you can just have it in any which way. And I think we've discovered that online community is just as, or maybe even more important than community.
Totally. Like, if you can't meet up with your friends in person, highly suggest doing like a virtual co-working.
Yeah, virtual co-working, or even just like drinks on Zoom or whatever. Like, it's far less depressing than everybody else would think it is. It's actually still, you're still making human connections, which I think is really important.
Yes, that's so good. So I would like to share why co-working and community is so important to me. Humans thrive on community. You know, like, as I've mentioned, as someone who started work from home well before the pandemic hit, I stayed sane by surrounding myself with like-minded people who also work from home. So I had a little group of girlies, and we would meet up like 2 to 3 times a week, maybe even more, at a local coffee shop, or we'd go to the restaurant, usually somewhere. Lately, I've been getting into the library because it's free. If you need a free co-working space, check out your library. They're fucking great. But
local library. Yeah.
Yes. Support your local library. We love it. Also, yeah, I used to go to the library a lot in Whistler because it was great. And it's great because it's one of those places where you can just kind of like loiter for free, you know? Like, if you go to a coffee shop, you got to be like buying treats every hour or so, you know, you got to support. But a library, you can like support for free, and free books, the best.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I first started working from home, we would usually go somewhere that we could kind of talk, and it would be like 50% catching up and 50% working, which was great. It worked for us. You know, we'd be gone for like 10 hours, get 5 hours of work done. It was great. And I always felt more productive when I'm with motivated people who inspire me to work. You know, like, when I don't meet up with people to co-work, I get so much less done. Chad can attest to that. I feel more burned out. It's just not a good combination, man.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Ooh, you're interviewing me now. Damn.
Sorry, podcast producer, podcast host. It's something that I'm not usually a guest, so it's something that I'm struggling with.
Being aware of it is the best form of that. Being aware is everything. So thank you for saying that. Why do I feel less? I feel like if I'm feeling low, it's because those around me aren't working. So like, we, Chad and I just moved to Salmonar, and we're here living with my brother. So like, when his day off, it's his day off. Like, it's his day off, you know? Like, he doesn't work, he games, he hangs out, he like wastes time because that's what he loves to do on his day off. And same with Chad, like, if he's working from home, like, or if it's your day off, like, you don't have much to do. So like, you're not going to sit there and be productive. And so I'm like, ooh, what are we doing? What are we watching? Like, let's hang out, you know? And if you're feeling low, if you're surrounded by a community of people who are working and feeling motivated, you can tap into that community to like hold yourself at a higher vibration, to exist in this higher frequency.
Totally. Yeah. Totally agree with all that. That is very good info, Carly.
Thanks, Chad. Similar to co-working, we talked about it a little bit with Charlotte in a previous episode, that in order to sell to your audience, on average, a person has to see something like 5 to 7 times before they purchase and before they invest and before they say yes. So if you are in this community full of high vibrations and higher frequencies, you can then spread that feeling and that vibration, that frequency, to those in your audience, you know? And by building and co-creating a community, you cultivate trust. You're trusting your audience, and they are returning the favor by trusting you. So this allows you to then sell your offer seamlessly, effortlessly, joyously, instead of needing to see your offer like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Your soon-to-be client can see it one time and dive in feet first because you've cultivated this trust. It allows you to create this new timeline for yourself. It allows you to break through the old stigma with your community and create the life and business that you dream of. So instead of having to see your Instagram story 5 times, they know and they trust you. So they'll see it once and be like, sign me the fuck up. Here's my credit card. You know?
Totally.
So when you run your business from a place of authenticity, the trust follows shortly after. You know, the trust lives and thrives in that authenticity. And what does authenticity mean? It means to be who you are inside and out, It means to be who you are off camera and on camera. And it means to show up for your work and live and breathe the values that you hold. I'm a big fan of values up in here.
Yeah, totally. I feel like values are super important and can be like a make and break of like whatever you're selling, whatever you're promoting. Because if you have something, if you don't value it yourself, like how are you going to value it?
Fucking preach. I love that so much. My values for my business personally are to create freedom in my business. So like as a authentic business owner means remembering those values and being transparent in your messaging. So like I said, freedom in my business to be able to work when I choose to. Freedom from my business to be able to close my computer and know that my clients feel supported and that I can take a day off. That's a big thing that's been coming up a lot lately is like when somebody else who works a full-time job has a day off, it's their day off and they don't think about work. They don't deal with work kind of thing. And me as a business owner, like I am living and breathing my business 24/7. Like there's not a minute that goes by that I'm not like, I love my business. You know, like I love it, but also like we need a break. Ross and Rachel, we need a break sometimes. So freedom from my business is a huge value of mine. And then freedom with my business is like probably the biggest thing is being able to take my business around the world with me. And I got to that point and then Miss Rona happened. So it's been interesting trying to like, you know, venture back into that lately.
Totally. May I ask a question?
Yes, because you asked so nicely.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm thinking like, how do you show that value and the things that you value in your business? How do you show that in, through your actions with people in your business or people that like want to be working with you and stuff?
Ooh, what a juicy question. Catching me off guard with these questions. I thought you're just here to hype me up. I love it. I think one of the biggest things that I do is set clear boundaries with my business of like, I don't work weekends. I don't, you know, these are my working hours. If you contact me outside of them, like I reserve the right to respond, but also like expect a response like the next day in the working hours kind of thing. So that's probably a huge one for me. And just setting boundaries of like communication as well. So like where we communicate, how we communicate, you know, like if I do something and there's revisions that you want done, like I'm not going to stay up till midnight the night before it's due. If I gave you, you know, if I gave it to you and you have a million revisions, like I reserve the right to get to them on my working hours time. So I think that would be probably the biggest one. It's just like setting those freaking boundaries, you know? And then also for myself, it's setting those boundaries and that balance of like, it is working time, I'm going to work. And if it's not working time, I'm going to sign off for the day, you know, like as long as I feel good about the work that I did that day. And as long as I feel that my clients are supported, like that's been probably the biggest thing with this new co-working space that we've spent a day at so far is like, it really gives that distinction between home is home and work is work. You know, like co-working space is working. So I'm not going to be like scrolling YouTube or scrolling TikTok. Like it is a place to work. Whereas home is my scroll time.
That makes a lot of sense. And yeah, thanks for answering that question. I'm asking that myself because as you know, and some of our friends know, I got a new job along with the podcast producing. Shout out Jack Clark, podcast producer. I got a new job in sales doing something that I've never really done before. So it's really good to know that I do have a choice and that like the business, or even though it's not my business, it doesn't need to become my entire life. And that's really assuring. So thanks, Curry.
We're just here to inspire and change lives. That's what we're here for. I'm so proud. First of all, congratulations. I'm so excited for you to start that soon. It's going to be so good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And I think not to like coach you here because you didn't ask for it, but like.
Bring it on.
I think a good thing to do before you start this, even though it's not your business, is just to figure out what your values are and kind of live and breathe those values. So like, maybe your value is money and you want to be filthy fucking rich and you want to have more money than you know what to do with. Fuck yeah, I applaud you. I encourage you. Shout that shit from the rooftops. Like, sing it with me. Money flows effortlessly and easily to me in every move I make because I am abundant. You know? And I think if you try to hide that value and make yourself look like money doesn't matter to you, that is when you're being inauthentic. If you're trying to hide behind and show your core value as like freedom or helping others, then you are not living your true authentic self. And your personal values may be different from your business values. They may not be, you know, in front of the camera, in front of the screen, you may value minimalism and simplicity. And behind the camera, you may live a more maximalist life. You know, I think Charlotte mentioned that on her episode. So like, figuring out what your values are. I'm working on some super exciting stuff, a little sneak peek with the beautiful Katie Shea. And I'm very excited. And she is a very, we balance each other out quite nicely. Like, she's very maximalist and like, she's a material girl, loves that. I support her. I love that for her. I'm very much like, not like, I love the minimalism. I love ease, that kind of stuff. And so it's been this interesting, like, you know, give and take, yin and yang of like trying to meld our two styles together into what we're beautifully co-creating. And it, you know, it really helped me hone in on my values as a business owner, that minimalism is huge for me, but it's also not like, it doesn't have to be my only value in business. Like, we were talking and I was like, I love her maximalist style. I love the way she makes websites and sales pages and courses and content. And she just like gives so much in a beautiful maximalist way. And the thing that I like, you know, I kind of like tore down my value, not tore down my values, but like dug deep into what my core value is there rather than like a filler value. And my core value is ease, you know, like, so if you have a really busy website, love that. But as long as it's easy for people to, you know, find your offers, find you, give you money, like, I can't even tell you how many websites I've been on that it's like, how do I give you money? Where's the button? Like,
where's the button?
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, totally. I can name a few websites I was looking at today. It's like, where's the button? How do I give you money? Like, people make it so hard and convoluted because they feel like they need to create value within this website. But most of the times when you're already at the website, people are like, I'm not sure what the actual statistic is, but like 25% of the people are going to buy or something like that, you know? So it's just like, make it easy for people, for sure.
Exactly. And I think that's what we're talking about kind of at the beginning of this episode, is like, if you've already cultivated the trust, you don't need to sell people anymore, you know? Like, if you're authentically showing up online and showing up on your social media and stuff, maybe you don't need like the most glamorous website because people already are looking at it. They're already cultivated that trust. They're already ready to give you some freaking money. So like, ease, man. Freedom and ease. That is Carly to go. So. This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Masterclass. Are you ready to hire a VA for your ever-growing business but not sure how? In this in-depth masterclass, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. What is a VA? Where's the best place to find a VA? Why should you hire a VA? How to outsource with ease? In this 45-minute masterclass, you will walk away with a potent, juicy list of tasks that you can outsource today. How amazing is that? Get this bad boy for only $22. Visit the link in our show notes or go to carlyitaco.podia.com to learn more. That's carlyitaco, carlyitaco.podia, podia.com to learn more. If you feel like your community could use some more trust or you want to strengthen it more, I want to share some journal prompts with you. I don't think I've ever shared journal prompts before. And if I have, I forgot. So here are some extra ones. So I want you to grab a pen and paper if you can, if you're driving, if you're walking, whatever. Open up a notes app in your phone. Maybe not if you're driving. If you're driving, we're not in a position that you can focus. Just listen to my soothing voice. Just think about it. Come back to this episode when you're ready and just, yeah, think about the questions. We're going to put them in the show notes as well. So if you want to come back to it, you don't have to find the exact spot and just, you know, check the show notes. So first and most importantly, what are my core values? If you haven't put any thought into this, I highly recommend taking some time and exploring what your core values are as an entrepreneur. Why did you start a business? You know, you can start big. Minimalism is one of mine. And it, you know, we dove deep. We got in there, dug around in it, and the core value is actually ease. So maybe think about it like that. So that's number one. What are my core values? Number two, I hope I gave you enough time. If not, feel free to pause this, come back to it, all that good stuff. We'll get Chad over here to make it beautiful. Maybe add some fun music. Maybe not. This goes out tomorrow. We'll just post it.
Just posting it, lady.
Just posting it. Number two, when was the last time that I provided value to my audience? Ooh. I know we're talking about values a lot, but like, when did you provide value to your audience? How can I be of endless service and create a deeper trust? Give you a couple minutes.
Damn, that was a good one. That one is me stumped. I have to think about that one for a minute.
Ooh, yes. And if you're stumped like Chad, come back to it, you know. Link this podcast, save it, share it with a friend, give us a review, come back to it, journal about it when you have a minute. And the last one, how do I hold space when no one is buying? How do I stay grounded and how do I stay in the energy of abundance? One that trust is not cultivated yet. Chad's nodding along. He's like, damn. Damn, these are some good questions. Am I right?
Yeah, these questions are so good and so high value. And I think even a short, I mean, not to go break the fourth wall or anything, but a short questionnaire, exactly like Carly is doing, is a sense of creating value for someone. So just a little sneak peek, like hint, nudge, nudge there is that if you have something that's online, you want to share, make a little quiz about it. Do something that's journal prompts. Do some kind of freebie that creates value for people. Like, so important.
Yes, get people thinking. You saw my little cheeky journal prompts there, creating value for people.
I love it.
Thank you. So yeah, those are the three questions, three journal prompts. So I invite you to think about it or don't think about it. I always remember that episode of Simpsons where it's like, do not enter, or do, I'm just a sign. What am I going to do about it? So do these journal prompts. Don't. Just know I love you either way. And yeah, it would not be a Wildly Balanced podcast episode without a permission slip. So Chad, this is just the heads up that I will be asking your permission slip. So
no, snap, my first one.
Taking your permission slip virginity. I'm so excited. So I will tell mine first so that you have a little bit of time to think about yours. Because like I probably say in every single episode, Jill used to always just, I knew it was coming, but Jill would just like drop it on me and I'd be caught off guard every single freaking time. So my permission slip this week is to not let the inauthenticity take over. It is to remain true to myself, show up as myself and for my values. So follow me on Instagram and I will be posting some stories as my true authentic self. So, Chad, what does your permission slip say this week?
My permission slip this week is to really just put the trust in myself that it seems that a lot of other people have in me, and just really trusting myself that the things that I value and the things that I'm going to be doing in my new business, well, not my business, but the employment that I have, is that I'll just be able to trust myself and really do well at that job. That's my goal. Yeah, that's my permission thing.
Yes, I love that so much. And I love you. So thank you for being on this podcast.
Love you too.
Thanks. So if you like this episode, be sure to check out all of our other episodes because they're all pretty great. Give us a rating and review on the Apple Podcasts and Spotify, all the good stuff. If you want to be a guest on this and interview me / I'll interview you, do a little back and forth, fill out the guest application on wildlybalancedpodcast.com. It's pretty fun. Yeah, thanks so much. Chad, where can they show you some love?
You can find what I'm doing with the 100 Conversations podcast at 100.conversations.pod on Instagram. I'm working on a website for myself where I'll host all the conversations as well as blogs and all fun things like that. And if you want to support me, I have a Buy Me a Coffee link that Carly can put in the show notes. And yeah, that helps support the podcast and just me, my life. Thanks.
And what if they need a podcast producer because they've listened to every episode of Wildly Balanced and they know what a great job you do? How can they get in contact about that?
Yeah, so right now I do have a few openings for the podcast producing. I do have on my Instagram profile, which is Clark_Chad on Instagram, a little quiz that you can take to see which level of service you would like. And I have everything ranging from just editing to complete production, sponsorship allocation, and everything else like that. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email as well as go through the quiz that is on my Instagram bio. Thanks.
Damn, the whole package, man. Truly the whole package. We'll have everything linked in the show notes because we know you love the show notes so much. Again, I'm saying we. It is a co-freaking creation. So thank you so much for being here and listening to this episode. See you next week. We got a, not to be biased, but we have like probably the coolest guest ever next week. So stay tuned.